USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nevada Democrats are weighing in on their party's presidential nomination contest. 4 years ago in Nevada, Bernie Sanders lost a close race to Hillary Clinton. Precincts are now reporting a big win for him, with former Vice President Joe Biden coming in second and former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg coming in third. Senator Elizabeth Warren is close behind, and Senator Amy Klobuchar is trailing. Bernie Sanders didn't stay in Nevada to celebrate the results. He went straight to Texas for a campaign rally.
Let me tell you, on day one and henceforth, we are going to end the demonization of the undocumented in this country.
Sanders told reporters in El Paso, President Trump is a pathological liar running a corrupt administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
South Korea saw its total number of new coronavirus infections nearly double for a second consecutive day, with 100 new cases reported on Friday. Of the 100 new cases, 86 were from the southeast city of Daegu and its surrounding area. Most of the new cases continued to be linked to a 61-year-old woman who is considered a super spreader of the virus. A 7-day reduction of violence is underway in Afghanistan, with hopes of ending the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. The United Nations Secretary General welcomed the news.
It is in the interest of everybody to do everything possible to guarantee that there is peace.
In a statement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said upon successful completion of the 7-day period, signing of the U.S.-Taliban agreement is expected to move forward. He added, "We are preparing for the signing to take place on February 29th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Penn State and the Paterno family have come to a settlement in their court battle. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
Penn State and the family of the late head football coach Joe Paterno announced they've resolved their differences 8 years after he was fired following Jerry Sandusky's child molestation arrest, although the statue of the revered coach will not return to its place outside the football stadium. The university issued a statement that said it settled long outstanding issues with the family and had agreed to pay a certain amount of the Paterno family expenses and wished to move forward. The total amount was not disclosed. The deal ends a lawsuit against the university by Paterno's son Jay, who is currently a member of the Penn State board. Jay Paterno had claimed the university commissioned report into the scandal had unfairly tarnished him and made him unable to find work as a football coach. In a phone interview, Jay Paterno called the agreement a relief, a long time coming. Joe Paterno was a Hall of Fame coach nearing the end of his career when a state grand jury summoned him to testify about Sandusky in early 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A Wisconsin deputy prison warden who posted Facebook memes comparing Muslim children to garbage and another equating a gay pride rainbow flag with raising the Confederate flag has been fired. Deputy Warden Richard Sam Snyder had argued the investigation into what happened was unfair, and he thinks he didn't deserve to lose his job. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy.